Welcome to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast, the show that helps you up your confidence game so you stop settling for less than you deserve. I'm your host, Brooke Collins, speaker, life coach, women's empowerment enthusiast, and the best friend you never knew you needed. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast, episode number 3. Today we're talking about how to handle mean girls. So mean girls want social power, right? That's like covert bullying, subtle and hurtful, and they prey on female connection. That's how they survive. So their power makes them feel in control, and jealousy is at the core of all of it. So if you are being affected as an adult, even by a mean girl, a queen bee, or you ever were, and it's left scars and caused you to have negative reactions to relationships with other women, and you don't trust other women, which is understandable, understand that jealousy is at the center of whatever a mean girl or mean mom, mean woman is doing. So whatever you've got that they don't, they're going to try and take you down and diminish what you have so they feel more powerful. So I think the key is understanding that there's nothing that you can do to alleviate the situation, because ultimately she feels threatened by you, and it's not a you problem, it's a her problem. So how do we respond to that? Well, when you're on the receiving end of a mean girl, if you've ever been in one, which most of us unfortunately have, even as adults, it sucks. It hurts. It can feel isolating. It's lonely. It's painful. Honestly, it's painful, but you owe it to yourself to stand up to bullying. So just exactly how do we do that? Well, you realize it's not about you, right? You don't have a problem. She does. So stop blaming yourself for being bullied when she's the one who's the problem, and she's the one doing it out of her own insecurity. She's threatened, period. So don't try to change, you know, and to focus on what is wrong and what you can do to be different, because there isn't anything you can do to make her like you anyway. And why would you want her to like you? Why would you want someone that's treating you this way to be your friend? It's, it's really when you start asking yourself questions like, why would I actually want someone this toxic to be my friend? Somebody who's blatantly trying to diminish my worth and my value that I see in myself and the way that others see me. Why would I want this person in my life? Start asking yourself those questions, because if you dig deeper, you're going to find out that you don't want her to be a friend anyway. So realize it isn't about you, right? The next is stay calm. And this is super important, because getting emotional or upset will only make it worse, because she knows she's getting to you, right? She's the bully. She's making the choice to hurt you, but you have a choice in the way you react. And when you're cool and calm, she has no power, which is what she wants, right? The more calm you stay, the harder it is for her to continue treating you the way that she's treating you, because you're not reacting and she's not getting any type of satisfaction from the power knowing that she's getting to you. So realize it isn't about you. Stay calm. Number 3, call her out, right? What did I say in last week's episode? I said that underneath a mean girl and a mean mom and a mean woman is a fragile box. They are so insecure. It's like having a fragile box of, it's like so breakable. One word, what calling them out, it will shatter them. So privately, you don't do this in public, by the way. This is, we're mature. We are worthy. We see our own value, and we can do this one-on-one. We don't need an audience. Okay. That's first and foremost. But privately, let her know that you know what she's doing and you're not going to stand for it anymore. And she'll for sure deflect responsibility, because she'll never take responsibility for what she's doing. but you'll have stood up for yourself. And remember, she's insecure. She only thrives on your silence, knowing that she's getting to you. She is broken apart, blown apart by you calling her out. Okay. She can't handle it. So that is where your power resides, is actually standing up to the bully, because that's what she's doing, is bullying you. So realize it isn't about you. Stay calm, call her out, right? And next, give up looking for change or finding yourself to fit into the mold of her standards, because you're never going to fit into what she deems to be perfection. She's always going to have a flaw with you because she's threatened by you, because you have something that she doesn't. And I don't know if that's your physical appearance or a dynamic personality or a killer job that makes major money or a giant house or a cottage up north or on the lake. Sorry, I'm from Michigan, so up north is what we say. There's a bunch of lakes up there. You know, if you have anything that she doesn't have that she deems enviable, that's what she is going to continue to go after and feel threatened by you from. So you're never going to be able to be in her inner circle or in her praises. And why would you want that again, right? So the next is to cultivate cool friendships, right? So join groups, join a new gym, go to a new workout center, go to a new class, a new online space, a book club, reach out and meet new people and find people that you find valuable, who bring out the best in you and that you rise up to, right? You're the product of the top five people you spend the most time around. So if you spend your time around someone who's constantly trying to tear you down and bring you down, newsflash, you're going to be a puddle on the floor forever. So get rid of that person and fill the spot with someone who is uplifting, who makes you feel good, who makes you feel seen, who makes you feel valuable. Stand up for you. Say some affirmations every day. You know, don't allow queen bees or mean girl to wreck your self-image or your serenity. That gives them the ultimate power. That's what they're looking to do. Don't do it. You are worthy. You are valuable. Trust me. You could say it with me, you know, I am worthy. I am valuable. I am kind. I am awesome. So, serenity is something that once you get that in your life, you will fight to keep it, because it is such a awesome space to be in. Don't let anybody wreck your serenity. And by the way, toxic friends are not worth the breath in your body, and you deserve so much better. We all do, right? There's enough drama and chaos in the world, and bad things and negative things happening all around us all the time. We need to be around people who make us feel good, who make us feel happy. That's why friends are a choice. You get to choose your friends. You don't always get to choose your family, but you get to choose your friends. So choose wisely. Pick the ones that are uplifting. Pick the ones that support you. Pick the ones who want to see you win, genuinely, because you're worth it. And once you start gathering those types of friends, I don't care if you've been friends with this queen bee since you were in elementary school and you're 45 and you guys did everything and went to the sorority. And when you look back at the timeline of your life, you can see how she undermined you throughout your entire life, right? You don't owe anything. There's no obligation to stay friends with this person. None. You are not obligated to stay friends so she can remain in her power. So be a better version of you today than you were yesterday, and be a better version of you tomorrow than you were today. I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in today. I will see you next week with an interview with someone. I'm really excited for her to talk how just about how awesome she is and how she found her confidence and how she runs a successful fitness online program. And I can't wait for y'all to hear it. So have a great day, and I will see you soon. Thank you for listening to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast. Did you love this episode? Then head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Also, check out innovativecoachbrooke.com to join in on the conversation, access show notes, and discover all the awesome free content. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thanks for tuning in.